The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
The Epstein Files fallout continues as the Clintons prepare to testify, and the Justice Department is accused of withholding information on Donald Trump. Let's talk about the latest now with Chief Correspondent with Feature Story News, Simon Mark. Simon, thank you very much for being with us. So Hillary Clinton is testifying today. Bill Clinton is testifying tomorrow. But these will be closed door sessions, won't they?
They will be closed door sessions, Claire. Depositions are going to be taken from both Hillary Clinton today and Bill Clinton tomorrow at their home in Chappaqua in New York, upstate New York, by members of the House Oversight Committee that, of course, are probing Jeffrey Epstein's activities and his relationships with the wealthy and powerful. There has been a long back and forth between the Clintons and the chairman of the committee, James Comer, the Republican congressman, who the Clintons really take exception to because they believe that he is absolutely determined to drag their reputations through the mud and to find ways of blaming them as opposed to, and other senior Democrats for that matter, as opposed to loyal Republicans and President Donald Trump himself for any of Jeffrey Epstein's excesses. So they've agreed that this deposition now is going to take place behind closed doors at the Clintons' home in Chappaqua. But we are expecting to see a transcript of what both of the Clintons have to say. Precisely when it will be released is unclear, although last week the committee deposed the business magnate Les Wexner, and we got the transcript pretty quickly after that deposition took place. Hillary Clinton, of course, maintains that she never met Jeffrey Epstein. She says she has no memory of ever encountering him. So it may be that she seeks to make this a very short interview when it takes place later today.
Yes, and we were talking earlier about the irony of her answering questions about her husband's activities. And that has been happening for decades now with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, absolutely. Now, committee members, certainly Republicans, are not necessarily buying into the idea that they fully believe that she never met or encountered Jeffrey Epstein, given that it's evident that Bill Clinton certainly encountered him on numerous occasions, as we've already seen from photographs, redacted photographs that show Bill Clinton in the company of women whose identities have not been released by the department of justice, and also photographs of Bill Clinton with Jeffrey Epstein. So he's got far more questions to answer tomorrow than Hillary Clinton may be able to answer today. But as you say, you know, Hillary Clinton has been answering for her husband and standing by him ever since the two of them first burst onto the scene when he first ran for the presidency all those years ago.
Now, let's talk about Representative Robert Garcia. He is a Democrat. He believes that the Justice Department has withheld information relating to Donald Trump and his connections to Jeffrey Epstein, specifically in relation to allegations from a woman who accuses President Trump of sexually abusing her as a minor. So tell us about this.
Yes, and I think it's just worth underscoring, Claire, that all of this activity is taking place in the aftermath, of course, of the arrests of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor and Lord Mandelson in the UK, which has suddenly sort of embarrassed the investigating authorities here in the United States, including those committees in Congress that are digging into the Epstein affair, and are suddenly saying, well, hang on a second, if the Brits are going after really quite powerful figures and wealthy figures in their society, we really need to put the skates on now. The New York Times yesterday published a story further underscoring that there are definitely some irregularities in the Department of Justice documents, some unanswered questions contained in the release of those 3 million papers just a few weeks ago. And one of them pertains to a woman who came forward and claimed that she had been abused and assaulted by both Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. And in the release of documents that took place earlier this month, it was clear that the FBI had interviewed this complainant and no evidence as to whether they had found her allegations to be credible, indeed suggestions that they had not found it to be credible. But now it has emerged through the sleuthing of a couple of journalists here, and now the reporting of the New York Times, that in fact she was interviewed four times, not once, and documents pertaining to those other three interviews have not been released. So what Robert Garcia is saying, and he's not the only one, is that Pam Bondi, who we know has withheld another 3 million pages of documents, the Attorney General heading Donald Trump's entirely loyal Department of Justice, now must release every other document in her possession. The Department of Justice, of course, says they can't release those documents to protect survivors and victims of Epstein's abuse and also to protect the sanctity of ongoing investigations. But all of this is fueling the growing sense here that there is a cover-up taking place at the hands of the Justice Department in an effort to protect the president from scrutiny.
All right, Simon, it's certainly all happening in the United States. Thank you very much for bringing us up to speed. Simon Marks there from Feature Story News.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.